Yeah, man, let's stop talking about politics and start talking about politics.
Let's stop talking about politics and talk about The Boys, a show about politics.
Yeah. If we're going to open with a little bit of it at any week, it should probably be the week that the
This is a holiday.
You know, yeah. So, like it's, I don't think it's that out of the ordinary, but I agree that we could move on to The Boys. Okay. I'm going to make some tea. I haven't seen this goddamn movie. Ashley, Jeff says hi. He also says that he loves you. He didn't say he loves you, but I assume that that means that he loves you.
I'm sure that he does. How could he
not? He's the best. I'll make some tea real quick.
Right. Hey, girl. How do I get one of them Jay and Silent Bob dolls?
Go to my website.
Or you can go to the Secret Stash in Red Bank, New Jersey, starting next week.
Okay, well, because I had I shared your picture, and I had a few people that were hitting me up, and they were like, "It's sold out," and I was like,
"You know what? It wouldn't let me comment on that. I tried to comment on your post, and it wouldn't let me."
That's weird.
I know, right? I do have dolls available on my website. I just had somebody buy a Jay and Silent Bob yesterday.
Huh. Well, I will send them to the website.
All I have is one listing for a regular size doll, anyone you want, and a listing for a giant size doll, anyone you want. It's not like a buy Jay and Silent Bob. It's you buy the doll listing, you tell me what you want.
That's probably where they got confused then. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it has a picture of like 12 different dolls in the main shot, so, and it says anyone you want. So, you know, just read. Just read it.
People don't do that.
No, they don't. That's why I got a different website and got off of Etsy.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I used to work retail, and I'd have signs all over for everything that was on sale, and people would be like, "Where's your sales?" I'm like, it's
that's actually a joke in Clerks. Standing with the
how much is this thing?
Yeah, how much is this anyway? And there's like a million signs pointing at it with how much.
It's that's a real thing. Yeah. Happened all the time.
10 years of working in retail was 10 years of explaining things to people that are clearly posted on signs around them.
And we wonder why we're in for what we're in all the time in this country. Education.
Because it's also the attitude of like. Sometimes if they're getting like, well, it doesn't say where, and you're like, actually, it says right there. We're like, well, it's not my job to have to read. I'm just like, yeah, that's why we're in the problem. It's not that you don't read, it's that you could have said, oh, sorry, sir, my mistake. I should have noticed that. It's the, well, it ain't my fault. I can't read that shit.
Oh, people get defensive when they feel stupid.
Very
defensive. That's why I love watching Catfish, because, like, I love watching people.
I'm being catfished by that show half the time, though, so I don't know.
The great thing is like you see the people that are like, okay, you know, they lied to somebody and they obviously don't look like they did in their picture and all that stuff, and then the person confronts them. They're like, "Why'd you do this to me?" And they're like, "What do you mean? Why the fuck you do it to me? You fucking ass," you know. And they just start being like, and it could easily just be like, "Yeah, I know, it's really weird. Let's just talk about it." You know, instead of, it's really fun to watch.
Yeah, that's the Donald Trump strategy through and through, is the cat strategy.
It's reality TV. I've noticed
when Donald Trump talks, he never talks about what he thinks. He talks about what other people and he says.
You know what I heard
about him?
Tons of people.
Many people. Many people.
Certain people.
Like you've never seen before. Like people like you've never seen.
Yeah. Yeah. So The Boys, man, season 2 dropped a little while back, and
right in time for the election season.
And man, it was so poignant. It's like obviously they knew this stuff was going to be happening when their show aired. But God, I just can't even with like how, I don't know. This show shows how things could be if things were just a little different. And, well, meaning that superheroes exist, you know.
That's what I was going to say. Arthur, isn't this a superhero show?
Well, yeah. Andrew is, he has never seen an episode of The Boys, so this will be fun to have him in here. But, yeah, basically, The Boys is Justice League. If the Justice League was owned by a an evil corporation and they all the superheroes weren't like they were like real people.
Realistic.
Yeah. They like if like Superman is an asshole because he can be and nobody can stop him. Wonder Woman is you know she's gay but she's not allowed to be gay because of the company she works for and she's got a lot of problems and a new girl comes in. To the fold, it's called the Seven instead of the Justice League. A new girl comes into the Seven, and she's immediately sexually assaulted by the Aquaman guy.
That guy.
And, yeah, and man, it's just really like it's like man. Obviously, with great power does come great responsibility. But what if you didn't take any responsibility and you were just a total dick? And in this season, because Andrew, there's a character called Homelander. He's basically Superman. He was raised in a lab. He didn't have, you know, like real parents or anything like that. And he's just bitter his entire life for the life he's had to live. And he's a real asshole. And he looks good on TV. But like there's a scene in season one where he's, you know, he could save a plane full of people, but he doesn't. And he just kills them. And, you know, he does stuff like that all the time.
And he's trying to murder civilians.
He's literally the worst. But then...
The protagonist? Does he, like, start off as the protagonist?
No.
I mean, antagonist. That's what I meant.
Jacob didn't do a very good job of relaying what this show
is. Go on.
Yeah. It's not about the superheroes as much as it is about the people living in the world of the superheroes.
Well, all I wanted to say, I want you guys to take it away. All I wanted to say is they bring in a character named Stormfront in this season. That is worse than Homelander. She's the worst, and it's just really pointed for our time.
I'd still tap it.
Scary as Homelander, but she's worse.
Why? How are these people getting these wacky names?
That's just superhero stuff.
You're living in a world of superheroes, right? And superheroes have been around since like what the 50s or something like that. Kind of a Watchmen type world, so superheroes have been around for a hot minute, right?
Yeah.
So, as you could imagine, it's sort of like if the Marvel universe, like the Marvel movies, also existed in real life as long along with their movies. Like, there's in this universe, all the superheroes are contracted to have like 3 movie deals, a certain amount of sponsorships. While also having like super, so they all have like monikers. It's like wrestling, you know. Where would you? Okay. They're all wrestling names, right? You know, Homelander, Stormfront, the Deep. It's you know,
there's something called the Deep.
That's the Aquaman.
Aquaman.
Fucking lame.
No, he is lame.
They after he sexually assaults Starlight in the first season, they take the Deep. You're like. This guy is a fucking piece of shit, and he is, but they take him to such lows that you start to feel sorry for him at times. You feel empathy for him at times when he's getting, like, his gills finger raped in the hotel room, and he's, like, has to watch, every time he has to watch one of his fish friends get murdered in front of him, because nobody gives a fuck about fish, and, like, the fucking dolphin that goes through the fucking, with the Spice Girls, like, through the windshield and then splattered by he gets to a point where you're like he's bad but he's almost like an It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia bad to where you get to a level to where you can sympathize with like certain plights that he goes through.
Well, but he's still got that whole season one. Like, if you watch season one and then watch season two,
that's the point.
He's not, yeah.
He's not redeemed, but he has gotten, he has depth. The deep is depth. The character in that sort of role.
By the end of the second season, though, it is like revealed to you again. Oh, he is the piece of shit that's not going to grow.
Yeah. He's still
he's just doing whatever he had to do to get back in good with everybody. But then when that was yanked away from him, he's like, fuck all this shit. He was the same little bitch he was. But yeah,
he joins a cult. He joins a cult in season two. And
you want a Fresca?
You want a Fresca? I love Frescas, by the way.
We should all have had a Fresca for this episode.
I really wanted one.
I don't even know where I could have found one.
You know, I only ever found them in vending machines in the middle of nowhere. Like, I remember having to stay at a hotel for some class my mom had to go. And my dad wouldn't stop watching old Westerns. And he was like, go outside. It was a Fresca machine. It was like all they had was Fresca.
Or you go to a vending machine in the middle of nowhere and you push Pepsi and it's out. You push Sprite, it's out. You push Fresca and they got a Fresca.
I wanted tab.
Did you say tab?
I did.
Same time. I was like, that's the other obscure soda machine.
That tab would show was gross.
Like a weird swimming pool or something like that. You're like, oh, they got a tab machine. Cool.
Did anybody like tab? Anybody?
No.
I think I did because I was a kid and your kid taste buds are all stupid and shit. They're like, yeah, all this junk tastes wonderful.
Yeah. So you're like, it must taste bad on purpose. So it's good.
Well, it's discontinued now. Yeah. It's gone now. Bye, tab.
Bye, tab.
It always reminds me of
the tab.
Yeah.
It always reminds me of the Simpsons episode where Homer gets too fat to, and he has to work at home, where he gets to work at home.
Yeah.
He's like, "Where's my tab?"
Looking for the any key.
Yeah, and he hits the
any key. He's like, "Where's the any key? Oh, this is hard. I think I'll order a tab." And he pushes the tab button, and then he holds a cup underneath the disk drive.
Yeah.
I guess hoping tab would come out.
Yeah. His computer also dispenses tab.
Yeah. No, that's a great episode, man. But yeah, like there's the Deep has the Gil stuff in this season, which Patton Oswalt being the voice of his gills while he's on mushrooms. I had a really good time with that.
And, that was great. The cameos have been so far in this show fantastically done, like Haley Joel Osment in the first one. And I don't feel like I ever saw this coming, even though I think it was like revealed that he was going to be in this show this season before it happened. But I just didn't know what he was going to be.
Yeah.
He had mentioned what a fun cameo. And you know, Patton Oswalt's got one of those voices. You know who it is immediately. So Dennis Quaid's son is the main protagonist in this show, and I don't know. He in this season he seemed to kind of fall back. He seemed like he was the main character in the first season, but in this season there was so much character work. Otherwise, he was just a small part of everything.
Yeah, it shifted focus from him to the, I would say, more to Billy and his wife and the Homelander situation.
Oh, dude, Billy the Butcher in this season is all that stuff is.
And Frenchie, you got a substantial amount about Frenchie in this season.
And I love Frenchie; he's my favorite.
Dude, Frenchie's awesome.
What I was gonna say, what about the way the show was set up? And I think season two was like, okay, they used Huey as a world builder for season one, like he was us, he was our avatar, and then they got to play around in season two with all the characters that we got to know and love. And I feel like Homelander, like that, I don't know the actor's name, but he did so good playing this role this season. Like, I don't think we got enough of him in the first season, but the second season, it was like, I was just trying to think of like getting in my head as an actor and trying to be like he was in this. And I was like, man, he went some places here.
Oh, this is straight up on the level of like the kid that plays Joffrey in Game of Thrones, or you know, just on that level where you just, if I ran into this guy at the supermarket, I'd be like, you fucking asshole. Like, I wouldn't be like, hey, it's that guy. You know, I'd just be like, you fucking dick.
He's super nice in interviews. He's hilarious in interviews.
I'm sure he's a great guy. And that's what great actors do, man. They, like, because, yeah, he's ridiculous.
By the way, great actors, if you do see them on the streets, they do love it when you confuse them with their characters.
It's their favorite.
The guy who cut Reek's dick off. Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead, Dusty. The dude that plays Homelander and the kid that plays Joffrey, there's a big difference. And Joffrey never had – you didn't like Joffrey. He was unlikable. You like Homelander because he's such a fucking horrible villain. You know what I mean? Like, they even kind of make you almost sympathize with him this season. Yeah. You're thinking, oh, he's on his way to a good, like, fucking, he's going to try to redeem himself. Wrong.
The case of, like, the serial killer who did a bunch of horrific shit, and then you find out how they were raised, and they were raised under, like, horrific circumstances. And you're like, God damn it, dude. Like, what do you do? Like, because you can sympathize with, like, oh, man, a kid shouldn't have to live like that. Like, that will fuck a kid up and make a crazy fucking adult. But you also did that to somebody with Superman powers. So that's, like, even more scary. So you've got a very unstable man pretending to be America's sweetheart.
And he's like the Trump character, too, because it's like he has only ever known privilege. So he doesn't know what it's like to be amongst the people. The people don't matter to him. Like that scene where he has that fantasy where he lasers them all. Like, my jaw was like, and then my brain kicked in. I was like, oh, that's not real.
And I fully was like, okay, this is it. He snapped. Like,
I was kind of hoping that was real for a minute, because I was like, oh, this shit really just got crazy.
But he can't. He's got a leash on. Yeah. I hear in season 3 he's going to be unhinged, though. Like, that's where we get to get crazy.
He does need to be loved by the public, even if it's a fake love. Even if it's a fake version of him that's loved, he needs it, because that's where they got him in the end. That was the only bargaining chip they had over him, was like, we can show the public, we can make the public hate you. And he did not allow that to happen. He was like, I can't be hated. Not like on a
public. Yeah.
He enjoyed,
I gotta be loved.
Pieces of shit, but he can't live without him.
I gotta drink some breast milk from a mystique like man.
Oh my god.
A man with mystique powers.
So my question is like, the man with mystique powers. Okay. So Andrew, do you know who Mystique is in X-Men?
Is that the blue lady?
Yeah, who can you can morph into other people, different types of people, right?
Yeah, she's like a normal woman, huh?
Hey.
She's shapeshifting.
She's a shapeshifter.
Propaganda. So,
there's a guy in here who's a shapeshifter who appears to be, if I would guess, his actual appearance, given the appearance he was born with, or that his normal appearance when he's not shapeshifting, seems to be like kind of like a middle-aged doughy guy, right? Because he's always like that guy when he transforms back. Homelander, he's made to have sex with several men, I think, like, as
there is with this woman.
And I guess
the shapeshifter. Shapeshifter turns. They use them to blackmail.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude.
So it's like, oh, you're with a senator. Like, you're a beautiful woman, and you're with a senator. And you're like, oh yeah, hey senator, let me put this blindfold on you, and while we're fucking, change back into a dude and take some pictures. And be like, fuck you, I got this on you now. And so that's what they do. But my question is, does the shapeshifter actually fully shift all organs so that it feels like she has a vagina that she's feeling and a dick inside of her?
Yeah, because he was wasn't he making that breast
interesting? It would be weirder if like you just still had like the only access as a man that's left. You can only shapeshift the outside. Like the only thing you got left is your asshole still. So it's like you gotta always do that. And it's like, oh man, that would be like a bummer in more ways than one.
It'd be a bummer.
Yeah. So
the butt. But yeah, that
yeah.
That would that would be a really unfortunate rule of shapeshifting. Yeah. It's like everything everything but the genitals.
Absolutely anything except the two holes you already had.
Yeah, those got to stay. That's a, God put those there for a reason.
God made them that way. Nothing can change them.
Yeah. Not even shapeshifting.
Superhero power to have.
Do what?
What'd you say?
Is it just me or is shapeshifting the most practical superhero power to have? If you have just one, if you don't have a Homelander style Superman everything, I think shapeshifting might be the one.
I want the
mind reading. I think a Professor X style would be the most practical one because you can do whatever you
realistically,
want.
Realistically, that would drive you fucking crazy.
Well, no, if you could turn it off, though. Like,
yeah,
you
know, I've seen Professor X can
turn it off, but I feel practically I think that one would have the most likely.
If I could see everybody in the world's, if I could see everybody in the world's DMs, like I could not do that. But I'm gonna probably do that. Like, you know what I mean?
So I think I'd go invisibility or teleportation.
But no, shapeshifting is where it's at, man.
Can you interspecies shapeshift? Can you turn into a cat?
That's an animagus.
Without it, being able to transform into any person can get you anywhere.
That's true.
And if
that's true.
And if you're gonna do anything that you could get in trouble for, like steal something or some shit, you could just be a person you're never gonna be again.
That, to be honest, like I'm a human being with that kind of power, I'd probably do bad things. I would think I would talk myself into like justified righteous causes, but it'd be bad probably. But yeah, it'd be dope to have it,
especially when you're like 15 or 16. You can shapeshift. Ooh. Jesus Christ,
man!
The world would be awful.
Anybody could shapeshift, like. Yeah. Sex, like, hey man, we can just have sex now. We don't have to wait to get girlfriends.
You want
to
be the girl this time? Could you be
like each time?
Can you be Megan Fox tonight, dude? I'm sore. Like, we did it.
I'm tired of always being Megan.
Wait a minute. If you shift back into a boy, would your vagina area still be sore?
Your
cells would be
the whole shit. Yeah, you know what I mean. Like,
so would that create some kind of weird pain in your nuts that you'd never felt before?
Yeah, the upper nuts.
right, guts.
This is really funny because this is basically what this poor guy had to do in the show. Like, he was a slave for Homelander. Yeah. He was a sex slave.
Okay, so did he believe in the cause? Because he could just shapeshift and fuck off. And fuck you, Homelander. Good luck finding
me. Homelander can, like, he's, like, so overpowered, he'll find him and kill him.
There's a scene where they have to replace somebody, Andrew, and they have a guy that's trying out, and he's, like, he's blind, and he can, or he's...
Daredevil.
Yeah, he's basically Daredevil. And so Homelander goes next to him and claps the sides of his head so hard that his ears like bleed out and he like dies in front of him.
That
like,
was terrifying.
It made me sick to my stomach a little bit. It was picked on a blind person.
Cruel,
it was like so callously cruel, dude. It was like, how do you like them apples, you blind motherfucker? He's like, now you're blind and deaf, bitch. Like, holy fuck, dude. You're too evil.
So Homelander, let me give you a little, I don't know if we've accurately got it across to Homelander.
Have you like seen a picture of Homelander?
A picture of him? No. Is he like Siler from Heroes?
No, this guy's way... He's like Superman. Like, he looks like Superman. Blind Superman.
Yeah, he's the Aryan. He's the perfect Aryan.
Yeah.
Like, he's blonde hair, blue-eyed Superman is what he is.
White power.
So, oh, yeah, I've seen that guy before. He looks like a douche.
He does, on purpose.
By design, I'm sure. But
he's the pretty boy American dream is what he's supposed to fucking be.
But he's
so like this.
Not like just like, oh, I hate that guy. Like, Joffrey's such a douche. Joffrey's only scary in the fact that his mommy and daddy could do stuff for him. Homelander's scary in the fact that he is a god among you and that he can.
And made to believe he's a god.
It's fine.
Is he the most famous person in the world?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is kind of what I saw coming, because I am not familiar with a lot of this stuff. Like, a lot of the spoilers are just going to completely leave my head once this is over. So this conversation is probably going to make me want to watch The Boys.
Yeah, because honestly, spoilers aside, it's still good for the content that it had of the show itself. For what it is, especially if you had any fandom with comic book style stuff for at any point in your life, or if you're fucking like me and totally burned out on superheroes and the Marvel machine, like, it's the perfect antidote to that. And that it's like, it shows how false and hollow and empty a lot of that stuff is. Just how they do all these horrible things, but they've got this nice PG-13 image, and everything is corporate. So corporate. The entire Homelander is actually somewhat still controlled by a corporation. He still answers to a corporate head and will not do certain things that he really wants to do in the moment. Sometimes, because he knows that there would be a big corporate price to pay for it.
If there's eyes on him, he plays nice with the camera.
That's the first season is basically, we get the idea that Homelander's played ball up until the first season. And that's when he starts batting outside of his lanes and starts going a little rogue and realizing, wait, who the fuck can stop me?
Yeah.
Because that's the big terror, is like, who can stop him?
Well, the company that owns all these is called Vought International, and it's been around since, you know, World War one or two, I presume, from the show.
Yeah.
And so they're the ones that own the Seven. Technically, they own any superhero around, because the big reveal in the first season is they make you think that these are all just natural born people that started having powers, that they're all special somehow. And then you find out pretty late in the season that Vought has made a chemical that they paid off parents to let them give to their newborn babies and tested on them. So it's this entire, like, anything you see come out of DC Comics, and it's both sides. Like, the comic book of The Boys gets into a little deeper, and the shows between the book and, like, between Game of Thrones and the book. The show and the book, like, they're substantially different enough to where they blaze their own paths, you know? So, like, in the show, there's like versions of the X-Men and the Avengers and the Justice League, Teen Titans and stuff. But the Seven is the main one that Vought controls. And it is like merchandising, like, all through this show. Somebody goes into a store, every drink in the fucking cooler has one of the Seven on it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like pictures in bedrooms and hung on walls and posters and shit like that. In the second season, they're filming the, what is essentially like, BVS or the Justice League movie they're filming for the Seven. And, so they have like this, you know, they're in front of people and they're smiling and they're happy and loving on everybody, but as soon as they're off that camera, these are some of the shittiest fucking people around. But they are even their handler at Vought tells Homelander at some point in season one, she's like, you're a god, like, you shouldn't have to worry yourself with these little things of basically us plebes, you know. And he just feeds off of this. He loves the adulation from the public, you know. And the first season, Homelander was more or less just fucked up. Like, the exact idea of, what if Superman wasn't a nice guy? What if he was a fucking sociopath who just didn't know how to fucking interact with people, you know? Second season, I was, after like, I don't know, like the second, third episode, I was stressed every fucking hour of every fucking episode after that when he wasn't on screen. They make him that terrifying.
He's like, can just appear, because he is like super hearing. Yeah. He can hear pretty much from
everywhere. That's where they really fuck you with him, is because there's a whole nother group of people in this show that are like a group of like CIA. Yeah, like, something like that. You don't ever know because
mercenaries.
Group of mercenaries, CIA. Yeah.
They're just specialized.
And Huey.
Gunrunner and Huey. Who are called the boys, which the show is named after.
They're just a group of regular people that take it upon themselves to take out supers. And you find out one of the main – they all have a reason for it, but Butcher, that Carl Urban plays, his wife was raped by Homelander and then disappeared. So he's got this just revenge boner for Homelander. And, like, at the end of the first season, you find he's got his chance. Like, he thinks he's going to get Homelander. And then just like that, he's laying on this lawn all beat up, and he's at a house, and his wife comes walking out of the house with a – and she's got, like, a 10-11-year-old kid. So Homelander he did rape her, but somehow, miraculously, he impregnated her. So he's the first one of these super – people to have a kid. Yeah. Yeah. Cause they don't know. They didn't think this was a thing that they could do. So the most powerful, and they pretty much set it up that way, that he is the most powerful one on the planet, has had a kid. Mm-hmm. And so then the second season starts, and there's this weird, like he's just menacing all the time. So he's out looking at something else. I don't remember what it is. And you find out that kid is being raised like Homelander was. All these other superhero kids had families. Homelander was raised in a fucking lab by doctors just as an experiment. And anytime he got close to one of the doctors, they'd have to like shut him down because this was an experiment. So he's super fucked up in the head. And I don't remember where he went. I don't remember he went to he went to somebody's house and was like, oh, it was her house. She was taking the kid to piano practice, and you find out that they live inside this giant fucking compound, and everything for this kid is fake. Because they're going to do the exact opposite they did with Homelander. They're going to raise this kid in a neighborhood who has neighbors, but he's still – like, he doesn't know of anything of the outside world.
He's living a Truman Show life.
Yeah, pretty much. And so she's trying to get Homelander to stay away because I think he finds her. He didn't know about this till the very end of the last season. So she thought she was all safe and good, and she's not. And she drops the kid off at piano practice and hauls ass to, like, this control booth and is talking to some guy. And they're watching him on the security cameras in her house. And at some point, he just kind of looks up at the camera. And you're like, oh, that's creepy. He just knew there was a camera there. But then later on in the episode, Maeve, who is the Wonder Woman character, who you find out is gay in the first season, but she doesn't – she's supposed to be –
bisexual, but they won't allow her to be bisexual because that doesn't sell well. You have to be one or the other.
She's like
– true.
She's an item with – in the public's eye, she's kind of an item with Homelander. You know what I mean? And so she's talking to her ex-girlfriend, and she's wanting them to be a couple and everything. And she's like, I can't do it because – and she's like, you got to be honest with me. She goes, the last person I had a relationship died in a house fire, but they found his head like a mile away. And they're like, oh, because Homelander fucking killed him. Anybody that gets close to Maeve is killed. And it was like, I think the next episode, Homelander's talking to somebody, and he brings up something that was like miles away from him when it was said, and he heard it. And you're like, oh, fuck. So did he hear Maeve's conversation? Yes. Then you're like, who else's conversations has he heard? Like, when's he just going to smash into the fucking room and splatter somebody? And it was that way for the remaining – 5 fucking episodes. Like, Homelander's not on screen. Oh, fuck.
Where the fuck is he? Show?
Where's he at? Somebody's about to die. Somebody's about to die. Somebody.
They used that well, though, at the climax of the season. They played that up to the needle. And I think that they did a great job with the overall season 2 as a storytelling. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Every episode was great. Like, they and it all played into a a bigger thing. I think that they played their hand quick with the Lady Liberty thing. They could have drawn that out for a little bit if they'd wanted to, yeah. And that would have been fine.
What's the Lady Liberty thing?
Lady Liberty was who Stormfront was.
Yeah. They could have played that up just a little bit, even though it was obvious that it was her. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's gone by the end of the season.
She's a Nazi.
Yeah,
like the Seven starts out this season.
Literal Nazi. She was a literal Nazi, as in with the Third Reich in Germany in World War II. And now her name's Stormfront. She's like an alt. She's like an alt purple streak haired alt girl.
Half her head shaved.
You know, she's like on the blades of Breitbart.
Yeah.
QAnon.
Yeah, where she's like saying a bunch of shit that you kind of agree with at first, and then you start realizing it starts sliding a little bit more and more and more into territory that you're like, if you're not noticing, you're like, hey, wait a second, and your name's Stormfront? Okay.
That scene when she breaks through and they're hiding, because the second season is about them trying to find terrorists that have been given this V that have been shipped over. And so they're basically the Seven are given a mission to find this terrorist, and she's in like the projects, and she comes across a black family, and she could just kept going and try to get the terrorist, and she's like, no, I'm gonna stop and I'm gonna murder an entire black family just for no reason. And
she destroys an entire like housing project on the way up, and you're like, what? That's that? And then it slowly dawns on you, like, everybody she's went past has been black.
Yep. Black or some other race, like not white. Yeah.
It was just no white people were hurt in her raids.
Yeah.
And the person
when this is Asian.
Yeah. Yeah.
When this season starts, the Seven, there's only five of them, right? Because Deep's been fired and they have a dude in the first season named Translucent that's what the boys do. They catch superheroes and they fucking kill them. And like Translucent was he had like nanofiber skin so he could turn invisible. And he was a super, super creep. And they're trying to, cause nothing could penetrate. They tried electrocuting him, shooting him with like a 50 caliber nanofiber coated bullet, nothing. And then finally they decided to stick C4 up his ass.
Fuck yeah.
And blew him up from the internet. Because he was super cocky about it until they told him what they did. And he's like, I'll tell you anything you want to know. And they explode his ass. But
literally.
Literally all over a room. And so in the second season, they're filling out their ranks. And the Daredevil guy was trying out for the Seven. And Homelander thinks that he should have final say over everything. And Giancarlo Esposito from Breaking Bad, Gus.
Yeah, it was called Gus, and I knew exactly. I was like, "Yeah, no, Gus, you were right." I was like,
okay. "I love Gus."
I can't remember what his name is.
I'll never know that guy as anybody but Gus Fring. He's in other stuff, but I'm like, that's Gus Fring.
But he seems to always play Gus though.
Yeah, it's a variation of Gus.
Is he like the? I don't know what he would be. He's like the CEO of VOD International.
Yeah, he's
he replaced Westerface when she exploded.
Yeah. No, she answered to him.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. I don't remember who
promoted her right before she got laser faced.
Yeah. But like, he's the only until Stormfront kind of comes into the picture. He's the only person that can be in a scene with Homelander and kind of...
You feel like, oh, he's safe.
Yeah, yeah, like, oh, Homelander can't fuck. It's like, the whole time you're like, what's Gus's secret? What can he do? You know, is he the fucking Hulk? Like, what is he?
No, he's the money.
The power of money and...
he's the rich guy, yeah. He's the
rich guy.
But so they fill in one of the... vacancies in the 17 and the 17 with Stormfront. When she shows up, she's like this woke fucking female empowerment just poster child, like because Starlight, the other girl that has just joined, she's like the goody there's a Christian. Whole, like, yeah, she's like one of these evangelical youth Christian ministry, like superstars kind of deal.
A smile with dead eyes.
Yeah, I mean, but she has a tremendous amount of growth.
She didn't realize her religion was so corporatized because she's from mm-hmm. Iowa. She does all her crime busting locally in the local Iowa towns. And she's like, she gets bumped up to the seven and she's like, oh, you know, Miss Goody Two Shoes. And then she gets like basically Weinstein into a blowjob in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And then, fuck yeah.
And by one of her heroes.
All the religious people.
Whoa, Andrew's all Joe Rogan over here.
I gotta be honest with you guys. That's three instances of sexual assault in this show. So I'm keeping track.
Yeah, no, it is. It's there.
No, this show has all of the worst things about humanity. It's every worst thing about humanity, American humanity especially.
Christianity and rape.
Well, that's all in the Bible.
there's also
the business of Christianity is the same in our world too. It's a bunch of people who've really used that to make a really nice living for themselves. And so they've corporatized it and made it. Who gives a fuck whether or not do they believe it or not still? Does it fucking matter? It's just a business at this point.
Well, their costumes are analyzed like this shows this much bump in this age percentage over here. Like you gotta do this. Their names are chosen that way, like where they're at. They sell different superheroes to different cities. Like in the first season there's a mayor or governor or something and he's wanting a new suit. And they're going to send him this guy named Nubian Prince because there's a high minority population in this city, and their data shows that he would track well in this city and would, you know, ingrain himself pretty quickly. And for only, I forget what it was, like $500,000 a year, they would lease him out to their city. Like it is,
yeah,
they're
weapons. Their weapons of mass destruction.
And that was another interesting thing about it. In going into this season is there were only good guy supers in the first season. They didn't fight super villains. They fought like bank robbers and terrorists and shit like that. They made their own super villains to have to fight because Homelander wanted them to be a part of the US military. He wanted the supes to be, and that was one of the doppelganger guy y'all were talking about earlier. That's how they get a vote onto the Senate floor to let Supes into the military was they blackmailed this guy that was kind of stonewalling it by having a video of him fucking this dude. When he was fucking him, it was a chick. And then he shapeshifted into himself and took a picture. And then there's a hijacking that on an airplane that Homelander and Maeve go to stop. And Homelander just is super careless, and like when he blasts a terrorist, he blasts the control panel for the airplane, so it's going to crash. And Maeve's like, "Oh, we just fly under the plane and pick it up." And he's like, "What? I'd punch right through the fucking thing, like it'd still blow up." And she's like, "All right, well let's grab them one by one and fly." And he's like, "That'd take me like this long, and I can't possibly save them all." And he's like, "It's done, Maeve. Like we got to go." And like she's super like, "I can't. These people know we're fixed to just let them die." And they're trying to take my kid with you, just save my kid. And it's like, it's a hard scene. And then, and they're like, "Please save us." And Homelander gets super pissy and like flares up his laser eyes. And he's like, "Sit down." And they're all like, "Fuck." And him and Maeve take out and the plane crashes. And they use that as a, he makes it sound like the terrorists did it.
Yeah. He was like justification that if we didn't have the governmental constraints.
Yeah, if we didn't have to get a say-so to do this, we could have got there that much faster.
We could have saved them. We could have been faster if we could just skip the whole governmental process of, like, them telling us what we can and can't do.
That's what happened on 9/11, huh? That was the
much like America, we make our own enemies.
Uh-huh.
We make our own boogeymen that we have to then deal with.
Chappelle talked about that concept in, I don't know if you guys have seen the Bird Revelation, the Chappelle special when he was at the Comedy Store and he talked about the book How to Be a Pimp.
Oh, yeah.
He talks about the idea of creating issues for people that you have power mm-hmm. over. You create issues for them and then you solve the problem. And yeah. You create a need and then you fill that need. So it ties you to them. Like pimps would do that to their employees. Let's call them,
Working ladies.
Yeah. They're working ladies of the night. And they,
of the mafia racket of like, hey, look, give us money for protection and, nobody will fuck up your business. We promise.
Yeah.
Except us. We're gonna fuck a business.
Rubbish Tees said, "Don't forget the 59." I don't know what was being talked about when she said that, but does that ring a bell to anybody?
That's the airplane victims.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's probably why it's
people are like when only one person's sucking and the other person is just hanging.
Being kind of lazy.
Yeah, just doing it. Yeah.
Yeah,
59. So when you're sitting over them,
yeah,
make the number five.
The girl's lactating, and you're just getting some milk out of there during it.
I'm telling you, the way he savors that milk is.
Yeah, Andrew don't even know what he just fucking dug into when he said that. So yeah,
yeah.
Homelander has some mommy issues and really likes titty milk.
I saw a picture of home. Go ahead, Jacob.
Finger in it.
God damn, it's fucking weird.
I
pure Cambodian.
Yeah. Made my day, yay. I saw a picture of him on his back, like in a lady's lap, and she has her fingers in his mouth.
Yeah, that's Elizabeth Shue. that was his handler in the first season that he had this weird mommy infatuation with, and she had a baby, and you're just constantly concerned for that baby through the whole season. Yeah. When they're in the same room, he's just looking at this kid like, oh, that baby's going to die.
Yeah, that baby was toast. I was like, oh, God, he's going to kill that fucking baby.
But, well, man, that dude that plays Homelander, he's you have to see him play this guy to even have a sliver of idea how – menacing this fucker is. Like, there's scenes where there was one with her in the first season, and then I think there's one with Gus this season. Like, he's trying to exert his dominance in the conversation, and then the other one just kind of like cuts him off, like gets him real good with something. He's just like just like a little kid, just starts like whatever. And you're like, oh fuck, like just like a child. Like, it's terrifying. It's fucking terrifying. He's the scariest thing I have seen on film in a while.
Okay, question time.
Yes, ma'am.
Who what happened to Teddy, and who is Teddy's father?
We don't know, and I'm sure Teddy's dead. There's no way they say in the beginning of it. Huh?
That's sad.
Well, they say in the beginning of it that that, you know, they concoct this whole story was that Billy Butcher is the one that killed what's her name? I can't remember what her name was.
Elizabeth Shue.
First season killed her, Adeline. And Homelander stopped him, and that Teddy was found like 2 miles away in a store parking lot. Now, yeah. Butcher was found 2 miles away in a store parking lot, but we've never seen Teddy.
Yeah.
So I'm sure Teddy's fucking dead. I don't think Homelander gave a fuck one bit to get that kid out of that house.
No. Okay. Well, yeah. And I was wondering about, like, was Teddy like a artificial, like she went to the sperm bank, or because I thought she was only like, I don't know what her ability to have a romantic relationship is when she's got to like always give hand jobs and titty milk to Homelander.
Yeah, I don't know. They never really got into that too much about like her backstory in it. You know,
yeah, she wasn't. I'm kind of curious what her life was.
Yeah,
it was that's a breast milk provider.
That's the next spinoff. That's the next spinoff Amazon's going to make.
Well, you know, there is a spinoff coming to this one. It's going to be set on the college campus, yeah. So that should be pretty cool. Set in the same world.
I knew nothing of this, but yeah, wasting Elizabeth's shoe on only one season was, I'm glad they brought her back for one scene in this season, but I was kind of sad when she died.
I mean, I got it. Yeah. I mean, it because it was the big shock of the season, because you had kind of expected her to be there for a while. But the only other way they could have ended that would be to kill Butcher, and we knew that wasn't going to happen.
So, hey, let's see if this is going to be a pattern. In season 3, will there be a woman who Homelander has some sexual relationship with, and will she die in the last episode of the season?
Well, we didn't get a death in this season.
Yeah, we did. Stormfront died.
She's not dead.
Stormfront didn't die.
Yeah. But
she can come back.
Remember, she's old, and she can regenerate.
The writer also said she's not dead.
Oh. So, I thought she was. Yeah. I thought she was gone. She looked rough.
Yeah, they messed her up real good, but they even mentioned it in the show. They mentioned that she was locked up, or she was going away somewhere.
Is she going to be like Darth fucking Vader now?
That would be cool.
Robot legs and shit.
Yeah, do we know if she can regrow her shit?
I would imagine that she can, because, I mean, when she was having sex with Homelander, they were doing some things to each other that should have left her maimed.
Well, yeah, but I also think they're...
He lasered her tits, like, as a fetish thing.
For fun. Well,
what I think they were trying to show us was that's how much more powerful that kid is than Homelander. But, like, Homelander couldn't hurt her. But the Ryan kid was that much more powerful. That's what, in the, you know, I told you in the comic. What?
Uh-oh. I said that was a great scene. That's awesome.
Yeah. In the comics, in the show, there's a character named Black Noir, and he's like the Batman of the team. Show he never speaks. He's kind of weird, but you never see his face or anything like that. And in the comics, it all ends up that he is a clone of Homelander that is like 2 to 3 times more powerful than Homelander, and he is the kryptonite in case Homelander ever goes rogue and they have to take him down. But he goes crazy because he has no relationships with anybody because of what he's having to do to be the secret weapon against Homelander. In the show, that's not the case. I don't think I don't think Black Noir is a clone of Homelander. I think if anything, he may be Gus's son or something to that effect with Gus. But I think they made the kid the Black Noir secret weapon, the super powerful version of Homelander. So when he hits Stormfront with that blast, like, she couldn't handle it, as you can see. She lost arms and legs and half her face.
Mustafa.
First super to be made with super sperm.
Do what?
Like,
yes.
Supers made with the V.
Yes. As far as the universe of the show, every superhero was a product of V, except that kid.
Except for that kid. So that would make sense that he's more powerful because he's. Yeah, more pure, I guess. So that's pretty interesting, and I'm interested to see, because, like, obviously he's a good kid, but when his emotions take over, he is very dangerous. And that's really interesting.
He got some good life advice there at the end of it. Don't be a cunt. So if they don't completely write him out of the show, then maybe that'll come back to help us out.
Sorry.
I said it before and I'll say it again. Carl Urban needs to play Kano in a Mortal Kombat something, because, like, he is so fucking good in this movie or show. That's the thing, Andrew. Like, when you're like, there's shows that feel like shows, but then there's, like, shit like this that feels like one really long but very entertaining movie. Like, it you don't look at it as a show. It's just, it's The Boys. And it's so well done. The effects are amazing. It has a lot of practical effects. But it's so gory and it's so crude, but it's also just, it's got a lot of heart. We, you know, it's called The Boys, and it's tough because like the boys in the show aren't really like what you feel like are the main characters. The main characters are mainly, excuse me, like Homelander and then these superheroes. So it's like two different stories going on. It's the, you know, you got your superheroes and then you got the people against the superheroes, but it's named after only the people against the superheroes, even though the show is way more involved than that, you know?
Yeah. I will likely watch it. I'm curious if that's into, I wonder if I wish Dusty, are you here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Cause you've read the comic books, right?
Yep. Well, I've read the first three volumes and YouTube the rest. So
do they focus more on the boys than the show does?
I would say so. Yes.
Oh, so Ben, you've read them too?
Yeah, I've read about half of the comics and I've YouTubed part of the rest that have like, it's the boys.
They do focus on them more, but it's a different, thing is happening.
Yeah, like
end of this season pretty much starts where they're at in the comic books when you first meet them. They're an official like CIA team to take down rogue superheroes or anybody that the CIA deems is getting a little too out of hand, because you can't fuck with Vought because they got too much money. Like they get outed two or three times in this season, and they always manage to manipulate the narrative to where they end up being the good guys again in the scenario, so they can keep them dollars rolling, you know.
Yeah, they blow up a whole black neighborhood.
Yeah, people end up missing or this, or Homelander has to eat crow and go along with the show or whatever, you know. But yeah, it's the boys themselves take V to even the odds with the superheroes.
Yeah.
And as far as I know, they've said they're not going to do that in this show.
I wanted to, because Jeff was the one who paid for this. Thank you, Jeff, by the way. He said there's a part when they went to the South and there was a Homelander mural with his cape replaced with a Confederate flag.
Yep.
Yeah, it looked pretty good.
An amazing shot, yeah.
Yeah, it's very appropriate for, wasn't it the road trip when they're going to find the girl who's, like her dad was killed from the Lady Liberty? Is that the episode?
Yeah. And that's truly where it hits reality, because I have to drive rural areas all the time and I see like art, like straight up somebody got their paintbrush out or got, like, I saw a couple of bales of hay and it had like, it was spray painted and everything. It was very Trump. It was like his head made out of bales of hay and a hat. And like, it was insane, man. And it's just like people go out of their way to make, you know, something. I don't understand it. I even asked one the other day. I was interviewing a lady at a Trump rally where, you know, 1,000 people showed up with their vehicles like flagged out to go riding through town. And I asked her, I was like, when you do this, are you hoping maybe you are, by driving by, you're swaying somebody's vote from Biden to Trump? Is that why you're doing it? Or is there another reason, you know? And they can't answer you. They're just like, well, you know, it's just peaceful. It's what we do is peaceful. And, you know, we just want to show our support for our president. Because, you know, if socialism takes over, then we're done for. And, I mean, it's just always the same fucking answer. They don't know why they're there. But, yeah, Homelander with the rebel flag, that's truly what you see. Like, the more rural areas you go to. I was driving through Oklahoma the other day, like, on a road I'd never been on before. and every other yard or property was decked out. And it's crazy. To me, it's crazy to even, like, I get, you know, you put a sign in your yard, that's fine. But, like, to truly put time and effort into, like, I've seen the word Trump spelled out on the side of a mountain in huge letters, different colors. Andrew, it reminds me of in Porterville, where you live, on the mountain, there's, like, rocks that make, like, letters and stuff like that. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, there's a P on a mountain, but there was also a giant Trump on a mountain in my town. And some miscreants tore it apart. And they just left they just left UM. but then the Trumpers they had one of their car parades with the truck flags and drove up to that mountain and fucking took a picture. Oh, fuck yeah, man.
It's really weird. In the last 4 years, I've definitely learned that people don't have it as together as I thought they did. And I've really given too much credit to the human race for a long time, because I thought, you know, because I do believe everybody is good at their core. I believe and everybody, you know, you're not born.
Like, really?
Not
everybody. He's altruistic.
I'm just very, I know there's good.
That's more optimistic.
Yeah, I guess. That's what, yeah,
I can find the good in anybody. I can, somebody's like, that person does this and this.
Capable of good, but not all. Yeah, no.
Sure. Yeah, man. But like, I just can't. And you know, I'm not even saying they're not good. I'm just saying, like, they're presented ideas that make sense and they shun them due to traditions and beliefs.
They would say the same exact thing about you, though.
I know.
I was actually about to say that this girl that I know that I've grew up with. I mean, we went to high school together and we might've slapped, but she's ultra conservative. And the thing is, like, she called me a moron the other day when I was fact-checking her. Like, just fact-checking her. She was like, you're a moron. And I was like, you can go and look. There's so much evidence. Here it is. Several sources saying the same thing. Why do you believe? They cannot handle those types of people. They cannot handle their thoughts being challenged in any way, shape, or form. The other side can be corrected. They cannot. They just cannot handle being wrong. That's like their number one thing. That's why you never will hear Trump concede. Like, he won't do it because he's incapable.
That's why Homelander destroyed that trailer when he was just thinking about being a little bit romantic to old Stormfront, and then she stood him up. And
she stood up Homelander?
Yeah, we were all very tense about that situation.
Fuck yeah.
Watching Homelander just pace in her trailer, looking at his card over and over again. A little, like, it was some like smushy, gross little, like, like, had a great afternoon, kisses or hearts, like Homelander.
It was middle school.
It was middle school.
Most putting himself out there that he had ever done.
Yes, he put himself out there, and you could feel him starting to feel the seething resentment of rejection start to come up, and you're like, oh, fuck, man, he's going to be in a pissy mood soon.
But
like,
she didn't even really reject him.
No, he had some flowers for her in her trailer, and she comes up, and he's like, oh, let's go in your trailer and talk. She's like, no, I got to go have a meeting with these people. You know, it's cool. You know, we'll hang out later. It's fine. And she's like, you all right? And he's like, yeah. I'm fine. And she's like, oh, I'll see you later. And she leaves. And he just goes in there and he just stews. She's late. She doesn't come back when she says she's supposed to.
Control, and, man.
Yeah, he fucking – then it cuts away and it comes back and you hear sirens and shit. And she comes back and the whole trailer's burnt. It's like, oh, it was a gas leak. Like, was it a gas leak? A laser eye leak?
Well, and that's another dude, like Homelander. I mean, this might as well be called Homelander, if you ask me. The Homelander show, just because he is so interesting, like every bit of it. Because, I mean, like, even that right there, like, that's the fact that he's just so insecure, but, like, he never will show that to anybody, even somebody he's in love with, you know? Like, he's just so fucking... his act, dude, the acting, just once again, what's this guy's name? Anybody got this guy's name?
I don't know. Is he like from New Zealand? He's got an accent. Yeah,
I've seen an interview with him, and he's completely like New Zealand or Australian. And
Anthony Starr.
Like, yeah, that guy, give that guy every award, because like, he's amazing.
Oh shit, he's in a movie that I might pick for Refund Theater one of these days, Without a Paddle.
Oh. He's in Without a Paddle?
Yeah.
I don't remember him being in that movie.
He plays Billy Newwood. So I think there's like dickhead guys. Like there's a dickhead friend group.
Playing a dickhead.
He's very good at that.
I think when they're on their way to the place where they get lost, they stop somewhere and there's a dickhead crew and he's in the
dickhead. I'm going to have to look that up.
I'm guessing. I got to look.
Oh, yeah. He actually seems like, because Andrew, I'll give... He seems like the most popular sports player at your high school that all the girls want to date. Yeah, right. Like you. And like the one that like seriously is my daddy can buy your daddy, that guy.
And, 80s movie villain.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he is straight up like the eyes. He has piercing eyes, and they, like, even though he's angry, even though he's, you can see a sadness behind his eyes. You can see, like, just there's so much depth to the character. Dude, I'll give it to the chick that plays Stormfront as well. Like, she truly, I'll never see that girl in something and not think of Stormfront.
I'm glad they changed it to a female character, because I mean, the show really benefits from her. Because going back to the girl I was just talking about, conservative women are literally the worst, especially right now. I'm just going to be real. I just blanket statement, because they are like empowered by their own like nastiness. Like, they enjoy being like, one of the things when I called this particular person a bigot, because they were being a bigot because they told me democratic socialism didn't exist, and I said you're being a bigot, and she was like, well, I enjoy being a bigot, like Trump made that okay for me to be a bigot. And I was just like that's the worst kind of human being on the earth, is a person that is empowered by that negative energy. And Stormfront is like, if it had been a male, it would have been just Homelander Part 2. But it being like what she was, especially from the time period she was, a Nazi chick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to correct myself. In Without a Paddle, Anthony Starr plays Billy, their friend who died, and the reason that they're going on the trip.
You know, when you said that, I was like, "What?" The first image wrong. In my head was the opening scene, but I was like, nah, that wasn't him on the dead poster.
Yeah, it was his buddy, him. Billy. Yeah.
So is that all he's in it is on the poster?
Well, I think there might be flashback. I can't remember, dude. I haven't seen that movie in so long. I enjoyed the hell out of that movie.
Dax Shepard, Seth Green,
and Matthew Lillard.
Yeah, the scene in the cave, man, the R. Kelly scene. That's one of the best scenes ever.
Yeah.
Did I just get back from the bathroom and you guys are still talking about Without a Paddle?
Well, we came back to it. We went there, but then we came back. We came back because I was wrong about who Anthony played.
That's a solid movie.
We got to do it for the show one of these days. Are we doing Comedy Month in January?
Something like that.
We've talked about it.
Yeah, we've had talks.
I don't know if I'll dust off Without a Paddle for that, because I have another idea. But definitely, I think we should keep Without a Paddle in the pocket.
I like that.
I feel like we're going to miss so much of the boys when we go, like when I go back and listen to this episode, I'm going to be like, oh, we forgot about that.
Yeah, because it's 8 hours of content, man. It's like, so much stuff happens. We haven't even talked about like the escape scene when you know they break into that place and they find out all those soups are being
with expensive. Iceman.
Yeah,
Iceman turned fireman.
Exactly.
Iceman playing pyro.
Yeah, we haven't even talked about that. I loved that entire sequence. That was so good.
And was it the big penis? Did that do it for you?
Love sausage.
We haven't talked about the lady that blows up everybody's heads.
Or the guy that has the prehensile dick.
Yeah, that's what I was referring to. So big.
Oh yeah, the dick. We haven't even
done it. Love sausage.
Yeah. Okay, I didn't like it because I gotta say I tried to watch a couple of videos to catch up tonight, but I haven't seen the stuff since the last episode aired. So a little bit my memory gets foggy with shows if I don't rewatch them. Like movies, that's the thing. Like if I really like a movie, I watch it over and over again so I can really absorb it. Like I don't watch shows over and over again.
Is there anything Jeff would like us to address?
Yeah, Jeff, you paid cold hard cash for this shit, so feel free.
Yeah, I don't want to shortchange you.
Yeah, feel free to chime in. We've been going for a little while, but man, I'm totally cool with answering any questions you have.
I'm trying to think of what some of my favorite.
Oh, Jeff, that's what you want to ask? Okay, he wants to know why Jacob's such a dumb asshole. I'm just kidding.
Well, it all started with three episodes. I think I've been there for most of it. we could do a whole series on that if you wanted to.
Sorry, Jacob. I was biding my time. He hasn't posted a question yet.
You know. I like Gibbons. Gibbons asked me how I was today.
The Nevada. That's who's biding their time.
Fuck. Oh my god! Fuck yeah! And it won't be. And it won't be. It won't be solved by the time this gets fucking put out. So it's gonna be topical. Jeff says, "Talk about the guy with the dick."
What do you want to know?
Jacob, whoa, the guy with the dick. I forgot about that.
Doesn't the dick, like, wrap around somebody's leg or something?
Yeah.
It wraps around mother's milk. Oh, their neck.
Yeah.
Really? That's a fear. That's a legit fear.
Wasn't that in, like, Scary Movie 2 or some shit?
Andrew, this is a superhero who literally has a, like...
No, it went through his ear in Scary Movie 2.
Okay.
It went through his ear, yeah.
No, this is a superhero who's... superpower is an extendo dick and he kills somebody with it.
Jesus Christ.
It's pretty amazing. Like I said, the show is crude. It's one of those shows where they really let loose and do whatever they want, rated R style. And you know, that's like watch episode one, Andrew. Like watch the first 10 minutes because like within the
I like episode one, I like pod racing.
Within
spinning's a neat trick.
Within the first 10 minutes of season one, you'll see exactly what I'm talking about and you'll probably want to keep going.
Okay.
And it's just, it's easy to watch an episode, walk away. I'd even say like, I love Buffy. I think Buffy is a fantastic show. Once Buffy gets going, especially in season two, every episode, the second it ends, you want to start another one. With The Boys, I'm kind of cool to kind of, you know, let's watch an episode and then absorb it. Because, like, there's a lot in every episode that'll make you think. And as you said, you know, like, we could go on and on and on because there's so much if you really start digging into it. But let's talk about the whale. You guys remember the whale?
Yeah, it was great.
The deep with Aquaman.
This just turned into that Chris Farley sketch.
You remember?
That was cool.
That was cool.
What about the deep?
The deep, it's just really one of those moments where the show just breaks down into like, because that's what it does. It's serious, and then you're like, it's fucking hilarious. Ben talked about the dolphin scene earlier. but which was also like tragic and hilarious. But yeah,
well, you know Aquaman, the big joke that's always about Aquaman is that he fucking talks to fish,
right?
Like that's his superpower. Well, that's what the deeps is. But I think the deep connects more with marine life than he does like real people.
Yeah, he understands. And,
he understands.
He's got gills.
Yeah, he's on his like on his midsection. He has
where his lungs are,
and it's fucking weird looking. And when he's on mushrooms, they talk to him in Patton Oswalt's voice.
His gills do.
Yeah, that's and funny. It's weird.
Well, he's embarrassed by them too. It's his deformity, he has to hide.
It's basically a girl discovering her vagina video, except it's gills and it's Patton Oswalt.
Yeah, and Homelander uses it against him. He's like, cover those fucking disgusting things up. Like he's just becoming not self conscious about them, and Homelander shows up and he's like, cover your fucking gills are showing. Cover those disgusting things up.
Like poor guy.
But like
that's what I'm saying. He's a real creep, and you hate him.
Yeah,
he has moments where you're like, "Ah, oh, I feel bad for him." There.
Well, he has a part when he's in there. No, like that's why he's a creep. Is because that once again with Homelander and the Deep, they're very insecure when you get down to it, and that is why they treat people like shit.
All the superhero men in this show are like that. A-Train's like that too. They're all kind of.
Kane is a piece of fucking shit. I can't stand him.
Very few people with superpowers would be good people.
That's the show.
Yeah,
that's the show. And I don't know why it's called The Boys. I'm sure it's because the comic was called The Boys, and it has a lot more in depth stuff with the boys. And they, you know, they do spend time with the boys. I told people
about the title.
What's that?
I said they're still the focus of the show, the focal point of the show.
Okay. Are they?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like
does every episode feature them and feature their storylines progressing.
Yeah.
You know what? The main storyline I saw progressing was with the French dude and the superhero chick.
That's still the boys, like that.
That is still the boys. Yeah.
All their little side stories count as the boys collective.
I actually I heard a spoiler from season 3 today that it turns out Homelander has a daughter, right? And then they have to go on this wacky road trip to find another soup, and it turns out it softens his heart at the end. They end up really connecting and it sounds like
a really original movie.
It's weird, right?
It's going to come out 30 years later though. If it doesn't come out 30 years 15 to 30 years later, it's not original.
Her superpower is that she ages really quickly.
So it's going to be the launch title for when they're just beaming Amazon to her heads.
Yeah.
It'll be like this reboot of The Boys.
It's like Benjamin Button. She's got that superpower.
Yeah.
She's like reversing, and he has to like trace the story back as she's becoming an old woman before she dies.
Did you guys see Benjamin Button?
Once.
I saw it once. It was a long time ago. It was a long fucking movie.
I saw Benjamin Button, and I remember enjoying it.
It was fine. It was long as fuck.
Dude, I saw it the first time. I was like, man, that was the first David Fincher. There was a David Fincher movie.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first David Fincher movie I really didn't care for. And I tried to watch it. I watched it again, like, this year, just out of randomness. See what I've thought. It still sucks, man. It's not a good movie.
Is that Brad Pitt?
Yeah, but
it's
not good, but it's entertaining. It's like Forrest Gump.
It's okay. It's
the opposite of that. It's I would say it's then technically it's good. It looks good. It's well shot. Everything about it, the acting is good, but it's not entertaining whatsoever. It's boring.
I'll fucking Brad Pitt, dog.
I like
Meet Joe Black. Meet Joe Black.
I stand Brad Pitt. Like he's in a lot of good shit. He's in a lot of shit I like.
Thelma and Louise.
Fuck yeah.
Interview with the Vampire.
Fuck yeah.
Ooh, that's a great one.
The Seven in.
What's in the box?
Seven. What's in the box? Just saw that. Just again. Great movie.
Brad.
So, I guess
Pool World.
Ooh.
Never saw that, actually.
I have that on VHS.
Wow.
I have that on DVD, and I watched it a few months ago, and
it's awful.
It's the same as when I watched it back in the day. It's like, I want to like that movie, but I, because like, you can see its potential while you're watching it, but you're, it had too many fingers kneading that dough, and you could.
It's like, it was supposed to be like Who Framed Roger Rabbit for adults, and it's right. Like, it comes off as like Who Framed Roger Rabbit for like, I don't know, for the people that like Howard the Duck, I guess.
You know what happened is Ralph Bakshi, he was always like a kind of an adult cartoonist, and he had to like censor his shit to you know,
that makes sense.
The '70s version of that.
When he tentacles. Wrote Cool World and animated Cool World, like he was making an R-rated movie, and then right at the last minute, the studio was like, "No, we're going to make this PG-13," and that's what happened, because that's what always happens. Is the studio is just like, nah, that's
kids and cartoons.
Yeah, you seem like you're telling a story here. We need to get rid of that and just show the flashy stuff that we're going to show in the trailer anyway.
That was the turning point for cartoon titties in America. If they would have let that be rated R, yes. Hentai wouldn't be as big a rage here. We'd still be stuck on those heavy metal titties and Cool World and titties. That shit. But Cool World didn't do well. And then we got Vampire Hunter D, and it was all over. It was fucking anime titties from here on out.
I'm looking at pictures of the Cool World because I've never seen that movie, and I bet it sucks.
I mean. Was it Kim Basinger with her?
Yeah.
With
yeah,
Brad Pitt?
And dude, like I said, she's great in that. I just feel like it's not a movie. It's a group of scenes for a movie that was shot with a story, but they chopped it up so much that there isn't a movie there.
Definitely not as good as The Boys.
Kim Basinger.
Definitely not as good as The Boys. Andrew, I hope you watch The Boys, mainly because, I mean, same with The Mandalorian. I was talking to you about watching that. Like, there's quality programming out there that'll let your brain fucking do something else instead of, like, worry about the real world for a little while.
See, that's not why I watch things. Like,
that's
that.
Why I watch things.
Yeah, like a lot of people drink to escape. A lot of people watch. I don't do shit to because I don't escape.
You golf to escape.
I'm still thinking about my problems when I'm over the ball, man. Not my problems. But
seems awful.
I'm never like, I probably do escape, but I don't go, God, I need to go play golf so I can stop thinking about this shit all the time. You know what I mean? Like that's,
It happens as you get older, though. Like the more I think, the older I've gotten, the more escapism sounds appealing. Like, man, I just want to do this to escape that. Like, my baby's getting on my nerves, so I'll watch this.
Yeah,
horrible Halloween movie.
I can put my mind into like, if I turn on a Friday the 13th movie I love, I can put my mind completely into it, and there's no boundaries. Actually, there are boundaries. The real world can't get in while I'm there.
Yeah. And,
to me, The Boys, especially dealing with such interesting times, gives you a world where things could be a lot worse. So you look at these times as like, this ain't too bad. These are just normal people that are idiots. And I just have to deal with that. But yeah, man, escapism. I mean, it's the same reason I was playing Tony Hawk today. And like, when I'm playing Tony Hawk and all I'm focusing on is getting all the goals and all the secret tape and everything like that, like, I'm not thinking about the fucking world.
Yeah.
The Boys is great escapism, but also escapism that makes you think. And I appreciate that a lot. I don't like a lot of shows. Like, I don't watch a lot of shows. But that's a show that I, you know, season 3 comes out, I'll be there.
You should watch Doom Patrol. I think you'd dig it.
No.
See. Now you sound like a Trumper. I don't like I like certain shows.
I don't watch
tell me about the show that's like that show that's like this show I like.
No, you like Andy Griffith?
Yeah. Ask Ashley. Mm. Listen, it's the thing. I will watch a movie because, like, that's not a time sink as much as a show. Like, the shows I choose to watch are shows I know are something I'm going to dig. Or if every single one of you guys is like, you have to watch this thing, I'll be like, okay, I'll look into that so we can talk about it. But, like, I do not like to put, like, my wife, she has put, like, she's watched Game of Thrones. Like, every time there was a new season of Game of Thrones, she would watch all the previous seasons leading up to it. And she's seen, like, every episode of Game of Thrones, like, 7 times. And I can't even do that. That's too much time where I could just be watching a movie or, you know, working on music or whatever.
Do me a favor and watch the first 30 minutes of Doom Patrol, just so I could ask you.
What is Doom Patrol?
It's a HBO Max, Brendan Fraser. That's all you need to know. It's a superhero team. It's kind of like The Boys. Just watch the first 30 minutes, because I had somebody tell me that I should, and so I did, and I was like,
it's okay. Another one of Gerard Way's comics that has gotten made into a TV show.
And it's really good.
Oh, okay.
Really like
what?
I almost watched Umbrella Academy because of Gerard Way, but then I was like,
Umbrella Academy's good.
Oh, yeah. If you like Umbrella Academy, I mean, Doom Patrol's like the R-rated version of that, I guess. But it's like, let me put it this way. It's like Frankenstein monster. Like, you like horror stuff. Think of it as like that. It's like gothic horror meets Gerard Way's stuff. Would you shake your head?
I was like, I don't like horror stuff.
Oh, you're being sarcastic.
Horror. He said horror.
Horror stuff.
Horror stuff.
I don't like no horror stuff.
No horror stuff?
Unless the horror is a shapeshifter that can turn into anyone I want.
You don't like horse stuff?
I don't like horse stuff.
What about horse stuff?
Dude, I've seen that before.
Horse got a horror horse horde stuff.
Back in the early days of the internet, instead of get on
Jesus.
Here we go.
Hold on. Let me tell this
story. Nigga's about to tell his first time he saw a chick fucking a horse.
Yeah. Horse is going all nay. Yeah,
horse wars, nowadays you can, you know, go to Pornhub or whatever and you can see porn. But back in the day, I had a friend. This was like 1999. I had a roommate, and he would download like batches of porn pictures to his computer. This is 1999 internet. It took days to download all these pictures.
I used to do that at Kyle Hill's house.
Okay. So anyway, one day he was like, "Hey man, I got all these pictures in. You can look at them." He's like, "Hey, if you see anything weird, just delete it, so I can look at everything later." But and I'm like, "What are you talking about?" And he's like, "Just if you see anything weird, just delete it." And I'm like,
"You had to be a screening process."
Yeah, so like, I'm like, "Okay, well, I'll look at your porn pictures." And so it's literally like one of those things where like you're pulling up picture after picture, you push the arrow key to see the next picture. And it'd be like a hot girl on a ranch. She's taking her clothes off. She's showing you everything. She's like up against the barn or whatever. She's talking to a horse.
The like, horse is talking to her. Like, talking
to her. Wait a minute. Like, he's sucking horse cock.
You know? I mean, there it is.
We're going to isolate that. That's going to be it's gonna be on the Instagram this week.
Nice.
You should have deleted everything but the horse stuff and been like, "Yeah, I got rid of all the weird stuff, man. What are you talking about?"
Hey man, this was a group computer. I needed to check out the good stuff too, you know. So
I got rid of the horse stuff.
What's that?
Got rid of the horror stuff.
Is it too far away?
Yeah, you've been quiet this entire time.
Yeah,
that's cool. That would have been great to know.
Well, he messaged. Jacob messaged you.
Oh yeah, I don't look at my phone during the podcast.
So. You don't look at your phone very much at all. Professional.
Dan, that's how we communicate without talking about it on the show.
Yeah, I know.
Look, Ben's had a day. All right, let's give him some a break.
And it wasn't there were certain times where you were pretty clear. Most of the time when you were talking, you were good.
I just felt like I was talking over you. Whatever.
All my tag
just like just now.
Yeah. Anytime I tried to throw a tagline in just to get a quick joke, it either went at the same time as somebody else or like dead silence. And like, what'd you say, Ben?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's been a lot of awkward silence on this episode.
To do a punchline too.
Well, there's been some awkward silence because like I watched this shit a while back. Andrew hasn't seen it. And I was really like, Dusty, I appreciate you. I've never heard you talk so much on an episode, I don't think. No, man, because like I needed somebody to take over and you did it and I appreciate it. Because like, I mean, he asked for The Boys season 2 and I'm like, fuck, I saw it. But like,
Goddamn, it's been like 19 episodes of shit that I fucking didn't give a fuck about.
Yeah.
So I had it pinned up. It was ready to come out.
It's like kinking a hose.
Yeah. I was like, fucking squirt out all this pent up remake.
Like kicking a horse cock.
Yeah. Duh.
I wouldn't know. I couldn't.
We should fuck him too and do that as our next refund theater review.
Watch a bestiality clip.
Yeah, yeah. Oh God!
I was thinking that would be a good mint after the horror remake month.
Yeah, clean the palate.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Dutch angles in this video. Did John Woo do this one?
No, it would have been fucking a dove.
And Jesus.
Doves and Jesus.
Fucking shit. Well, Jeff, I hope you're happy. This has been our The Boys season 2 episode. Next week.
Nice.
The reason is that it's hard for it to sound sincere. I hope you're happy.
No. Yeah, well, now his head's going to explode. His head's going to explode after he watches this.
I mean that. I hope you're happy because, like, anytime anybody pays money for something, it's like, if I make music and somebody buys it, I'm like, oh my God, you didn't have to do that. That's just free elsewhere, you know? And, you know, I really appreciate you, Jeff. So I hope it was worth it.
Yeah. Everybody check out
the one that's hard to say. I hope it was worth it. Hope you're happy. Hope it was worth it.
But, do you say that after sex?
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, he's lying to cigarette. I hope it's worth it. That's what he said to the horse.
Well, I only lasted a few minutes, and I that's disappointing for you. So,
God, I hope you're happy.
I'm gonna go to the bathroom, and I'll be back.
Yeah, I'm gonna go pee sideways real quick, and then. So everybody, check out the X's We Owe podcast. That is Juice has a new podcast that he's put out. Juice, it's on. Is it on Anchor? Is that what you guys did?
It's on everything. It's on everything. All the things. You could hire me to talk about. It's me and my wife. Don't make the joke. But we'll talk about anything that you want too. So find us on the socials and hire us.
Yeah, whatever. They're doing a religion episode, and I asked a lot of questions. So
a lot of them.
We're gonna answer all of them.
It's gonna be a long ass. That's gonna be fucking 8 hours long. Okay, now Jacob wants to know. What size shoe Jesus wore?
Probably wore 12 sandals. And a half.
Yes, 12 and a half. Go fuck yourself.
since 4 people on this podcast had something to do with it. Anything or Everything, my band, is releasing a new album. It's already out. It's on iTunes. It'll be on Spotify in a few days. It's called 1111. Juice played the drums on it. Andrew sang a little bit on it. Ben mastered the thing. And
I was inspired by Dusty.
Was inspired.
I played tambourine on like 3 tracks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gibbons already heard it. He said he cried. I never believe people when they say things like that. But, you know.
Gibbons, you're a great guy. You're just a stand-up dude.
Yeah, he's the best.
No. It was a labor.
Gibbons is a brown noser, is what Gibbons is. I'll say it. Gibbons is a brown noser.
I'll say it.
I love that Dusty is like combative with our fans because you know they love it. Like, let's be real.
He attacked him. With this, the last straw was him complimenting Jacob's album.
You fucking liar.
Yeah. We're always this close to Jacob's head just expanding to astronomical sizes. We won't be able to fucking like contain it. So we gotta whack that motherfucker off at the knees sometimes, you know? Yeah. We gotta keep that so much humble.
It's absolutely true.
But yeah, listen to 1111. It's on Spotify. Anything or everything does is like, I'll say it myself. I really enjoy the shit out of it. Jacob plays a mean guitar, and he writes great lyrics, and he sings the shit out of it. And fucking Juice plays the drums like a motherfucker. And old Jim plays the bass, and he kills it on this album. So check out that. Check out The X's We Owe. Check out Major Urges, even though he doesn't want you to.
Strickland's Garage, don't forget
Pee Wee Human.
There's somebody in here named Taco Maniac 444 who's definitely a bot, asking if Andrew is here. Yes, Andrew is here, go fuck yourself. If you're listening, we love you. And what's next week,
dude? Next week is Friday the 13th, the final chapter.
Fucking god damn it.
We're all busy next week.
Look, we just went through like the worst election season of an entire generation of an entire country. Why are you doing this to us?
Calendar's doing it to us.
You're going to see a good Jason movie. The best.
No, we're not.
Movie. Yes, you will.
Doesn't exist. Lover
doing some dance moves that you're definitely going to want to speak about.
Oh god.
And you're going to see Corey Feldman.
Fuck yeah.
Oh yay. That's my favorite.
The only good Jason movie involves Jason Priestley, you know what I mean?
There you go. Spoilers, Corey Feldman kills Jason in this movie.
Oh, hey, thanks for fucking telling me.
Yeah, why would you tell us that
for the first time?
But good. We don't have to see it now.
Yeah.
That was Refund Theater for Friday the 13th.
But how does he kill him?
That's who cares?
Jacob already gave it to me, so no need to listen to that. So join us for, I don't know what we'll be doing next week.
Yeah. I didn't know Jason was in the wolf pack.
I'll tell you.
Are we going to do a double Corey Feldman feature with Friday the 13th and an album review?
Are we going
to do the album review?
Jacob gave away the movie, so let's just do the album. Yeah.
But anyway, speaking of special episodes, on the Patreon, we are shifting. We've done like 20 episodes of The Simpsons. We are going to shift to Chappelle's Show. So we're tonight.
Chappelle's Show.
We're going to record the first episode of Chappelle's Show. I think if we're going to do Chappelle's Show, there's not much Chappelle's Show. Let's just do every episode one at a time because they are so fucking great.
I'm on board to blow our way all the way through. Are we going to do season 3?
Yeah.
Okay.
How?
I wrote this song
a long time ago.
We will do every episode except episode 6 of season 2 unless we all own it somewhere that has that in it. And I never got around to telling Ben why it's not in with the HBO Max and the
I've got the DVDs.
we got into a hairy situation on Call of Duty, and that conversation got paused for a second.
Oh, what sketch got cut?
From the
Do you want to talk about it now or when we're talking about the spell?
Oh, yeah.
We should talk about the special.
Guys,
if Jacob gets to spoil it, then I want to know.
I'm not going to say it.
That's exclusive Patreon material. You go to Patreon, you pay $5 a month.
You just text it to me. I don't give a fuck if it's on the air. We'll talk about it
on Patreon. And, anyway,
it's a sketch where Corey Feldman draws Mohammed.
It's $5 a month.
Oh, no.
That's funny. You will get all the Simpsons episodes. Like,
Would could you pay Corey Feldman on his cameo to say something like inflammatory?
Yeah.
Like oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Say like, oh, look what Corey Feldman said.
He doesn't, have seem, like, he doesn't seem like he's sharp enough to know that he's saying something that's fucked up.
I was like,
you
oh,
gotta pay him enough Corey drugs.
Right on, guys. Well, thank you for joining us for the boys. We'll continue going on Twitch for a few minutes. Andrew, watch the fucking boys.
If we do season three, I'll probably be caught up by then, but we'll see.
Okay, we'll see. Yeah, do an episode a week. Just treat yourself. Anyway, great show. Thank you, Jeff. Thank you, everybody.
Thank Love you, guys.
Thank you, Homelander.
Thank you, Dusty.
You're
welcome. Yeah, Dusty, like, all-star of the episode.
I don't think he was talking about me, though.
No, I actually was talking about this, Dusty. Oh. Also, my friend Dusty, you're the shit. He listens to every episode. Say hi to him, guys.
Hey, Dusty.
Hi, Dusty.
Yeah, please keep this one in. Keep that part in. He's probably going to cut it.
There can only be one, so we're destined to fight with swords on a mountaintop somewhere.
We'll call you Dusty one. We'll call you Dusty one, and him. We'll call him.
You will call me. You will call me Dusty Prime. We'll say that. Well, I'm Dusty Prime.
The hard.
He could be Dusty like Beta.
His argument, and I'm not saying that it's a weak argument. I actually.
Oh, that I'm not a real Dusty because my name is Dustin.
Your name is Dustin. His name is Dusty. He's that rural.
That sounds like something an inferior Dusty would say.
They care that much about the actual the actual name, so
yeah. I embody it and live it.